15 and a half before 6, 73 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. We're calling it Weird Wednesday. You know, the great Tim Hawkins says everybody's weird, and we agree. So what's something weird, odd, strange, or peculiar, different about you? Let us know on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page or our listener line this morning. Light it up, 715-396-1670. We're not afraid. Jason Kanz and I are weird just like you, and we'll bat lead off in what we're now calling First Thoughts. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to hear you on this weird Wednesday.
It is. Yeah, you know, Weird Al Yankovic should be on. You know, he just embraces it, right?
Absolutely.
First of all, go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, with Tim Hawkins, he has certainly been one who has led the way in modeling weirdness. So,
well, let's just celebrate him for a second. He is so funny. I don't know. You've seen him twice. In fact, even got to meet him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when he came to Eau Claire several years ago, we did the Uber package, which that allowed us to spend some time getting a picture with him. Ian at the time was a huge Tim Hawkins fan. And so we had second row seat center. It was just a really neat experience.
Yeah. So, and I think he's right here. When he said memorably, he said, "Hey, everybody's weird. And so just embrace it. Don't hide from it. Don't run from it." My family may say I'm the weirdest member. I don't know. You know how the voting would go. But I'll give an example on myself to start off. And I've got four things written down here just here. But, I mean, the idea, like last night when Eric Trump was speaking at the convention and he was talking, my father. And I just kind of said out loud. And I was the one listening to the convention, which my family alone would say made me weird. Right? But the fact, I was just like, I kind of joked, like, he should say daddy, my daddy. And so there's just stuff like that. Like, Michael Jr. is a comedian, and he said there's six ways of looking at everything. And I feel like my mind is always going, what's a different way to look at things? So,
sure, absolutely. I think my family would probably argue that most times I'm the strangest or weirdest member as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the even some of the ways that I choose to dress, some of the interests that I have, I think they would just kind of shake. I know Heather shakes her head at some of the things I do.
So explain that. Like what do you wear that?
Well, you know, I love to wear very colorful socks. When I go out, I'm happy to. Heather bought me a top hat for a performance we have. I have no trouble wearing that. Though, honestly, that was also modeled by my son, who used to wear a top hat almost every day, I think. So, people will find some of the things that I wear quirky that. And I'm happy to do so in public.
You like to wear T-shirts. I mean, I see you for church most Sundays, and you've usually got some kind of T-shirt, a T-shirt that you've made, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I like to make my own T-shirts, usually kind of sharing a message that I think is important. Probably the weirdest one that I made was a quote from G.K. Chesterton, which was a quote. I think it says something along the lines of poets have been mysteriously silent on the subject of cheese.
that is
and
good.
As you know, I like both poetry and I like cheese, both of which people might consider weird.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny. And I think it's just like one of the things of the several tattoos you have. What is it at? Six now you have?
Yeah.
The one I think about that just kind of I think is a great message. And I know even it's on your left arm. I think it's be who you are. Right.
That's right. Yep.
And I think
that's go ahead.
If we've got parts of us that are just weird, I think that we can be afraid to show that. And so that's why some of it maybe we let down more when we're with family and then they know how weird we really are. But it's just like, be who you are means, again, it's part of that whole integration and wholeness, like embracing who you are and then showing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so often we're afraid of what people will think of us. And so we tend to wear these masks. We tend to not. I think Stephen Curtis Chapman had a song, Live Out Loud. And I think that was in reference to being very willing to advocate for the gospel, but I think it's also living fully and completely. I think it's a willingness to just let people see you for who you are. And sometimes that stuff looks weird.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to go in a different direction on the songs, but since you just mentioned that one from my favorite artist of all time, then I'm like, well, I should probably do that. Here's, I'm going to share one other strange thing, is that currently, yeah, you're right, Live Out Loud. I checked, and I doubted you. Why did I do that? I doubted you. I thought, oh, no, it's actually Love Out Loud. No, Jackie Velasquez and somebody else have Love Out Loud, but you're right, Stephen Curtis Chapman has Live Out Loud. But one thing that's strange right now, I have a brown belt. I have not been able to find it since we got home from our vacation. I did not bring it on the vacation. So where is the brown belt? It suddenly occurred to me this morning, maybe it's at the Y, where you can use the locker room, but I don't think you can even shower. So I'm going to go back there. I know I left my beat-up sandals there. But what's additionally weird is, not only cannot I not find my belt, supposedly my 19-year-old son Dawson has two belts. He can't find either of those. That's weird.
That is a little weird. You know, and for me, it strikes me as odd because you have a remarkable memory for a lot of things. And
I
yet
do.
There's that absent-minded part.
Our friend Eric Johnson, the absent-minded professor, right?
He absolutely, yeah. As we were talking or thinking, or as I was thinking about this morning, I was struck by your when you and I were in Houston and we got on the van mm-hmm. with Gary Moon, who is mm-hmm. a very well-known author, friend mm-hmm. of Dallas Willard, friend of Larry Crabb, and the two of you bantered about sports facts, and I thought,
right.
This is really odd.
That was great. I loved that. Well, there's more weird things we know about each other. There's something I didn't even bring up about you. We'll save it for another Weird Wednesday. These won't be every Wednesday, but from time to time, okay?
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
Very good. I think the world needs more of this. So thank you, Jason. Love you, brother.
Hillary, it's kind of a Weird Wednesday. In fact, that is the name of it, as Halvo dubbed it on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page and our text line 396-1670. What makes you just a little odd? So we have input from Cody here.
We do have input from Cody, and I really love this. He said, I once went on a walk with my family and all the kids downtown. We decided to stop at Star Cup for a refreshing beverage. As we were at the drive-thru window, I led everyone to pretend that we were in a car. I crouched down as if we were in the driver's seat while our son was the engine and steering wheel as he was in a stroller. His wife sat beside him on the other stroller, and the kids positioned themselves behind them as if they were in the back seat. He says he also made the sound of power windows going up and down. All in all, the cashier at the drive-thru thoroughly enjoyed it.
I like that weirdness. I like that.
I love it.
The great Tim Hawkins says that everybody's weird, and we agree. And so we're calling it Weird Wednesday today. And I can see this coming back, not every Wednesday, but from time to time. And boy, don't we need it. We need to just let's be honest about our weirdness. And so thanks to our buddy Jason Cans in Eau Claire. He helped us get it started at 5:45. And even on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page this morning, we started the 7 o'clock hour with this. He talked about the fact that he's got different voices for each of his three dogs. He says he has different voices he uses for all three. He says, it allows me to have an imaginary conversation with my pets. Now, I was a little confused. We have a couple of dogs, and I know that, like, I'll see all the members of our, well, not all, but many of the members of our family might use different voices when they talk to the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked you, Hillary, as a dog owner, if you understood this.
Yeah, and I said, absolutely, because I have different voices for all of my pets. And you're like, for, like, when you talk to them. I said, no, I pretend they talk back to me.
Okay.
Like, this is weird. So, like, when I'm loving on my dog and I'm like, you know, I'll look at him and I'll say, oh, Zai's a very good boy because, see, my tail is wagging and I love you. Zai's a good, good boy. Zai wants to chase the squirrels. You know, I mean, like, that's his voice and he talks to me like that.
Okay.
She also has a voice for Dean as well. Honestly.
But Dean really does talk to me.
Look, I don't have a voice for my dog talking back to me. I have different tones of voice for talking to my dog, depending on how frustrated I am with him that current moment.
I get that.
I cannot wait till 5:45 tomorrow and invite everybody to listen because we will have the audio of Hillary. I'll play for Jason, and then we'll see if we can hear all three of his dog voices.
Oh, there you go.
Then we'll have a dog pound, basically.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's totally fine. Hey. At least it's like something that interacts with me. If my teapot was talking to me, that might be a problem.
Yes, absolutely. That would be like...
unless you're Belle.
Beauty and the Beast.
Truth.
So we're talking about how we're a little bit weird, a little bit different, a little bit strange, and ways that can happen. Certainly, probably our family members know that about us more than anything, right? I mean, just different things. But, I mean, I've tried my hand at stand-up comedy. It's been a while. But, and we know just doing radio in general, that's one of the great things is every day you get a chance to perform,
mm-hmm.
right? But I had a couple memorable, when I was in college, and again, there's so many comedians mm-hmm. then and now that how can you stand out?
Right.
So I hatched a plan with my friend. This was like on TV 10. Mm-hmm. I hatched my friend Ralph, and I would be doing the comedy segment, and then he would come out totally deadpan and just say something.
Nice.
And then turn around and walk off. And I still to this day remember at least two of the four things he said. He would come out and he just said, dippity doo. And then turned around and went back. yeah, it was just goofy. And then he just comes walking out and he says, tooth enamel. And said, dippity doo is the funniest one. Another, again, you'd got to try to be different. Another time I was doing some stand up comedy. It was Owen Park Band Shell in, I did more of these than I remember, actually. And so I'm Owen Park Band Shell. It's a Saturday. I don't know what the event was. But I set it up so that during this, and you got to get the timing right, with your humor. During the segment, a Domino's pizza delivery guy delivered me a pizza on stage. I mean,
nice.
Come on now.
That's awesome.
But a little weird. So anyhow, those are a couple of stories in terms of that.
I love it.
Yeah.
There you go. The hidden background of the three members of the Wake Up Show that you might never have known before.
Well, I talked about when I was in Liberia that there were opportunities to have snake or frog, and I kicked myself because I'm like, you missed it. You should have done it.
You still can, Mark.
Ah, bummer.
But you don't typically go
catch
over
something and
to somebody's
grill
house
it
and
up.
They offer you that. But, you know, weird food delicacies from around the world. There are quite a few, actually.
Okay.
So, let's share some of these. How about bird's nest soup in China? It's something in the saliva of the bird that makes it have this unique gelatinous rubbery texture. And it's one of the most expensive animal products consumed by humans. It's expensive because these swiftlets build the nest during breeding season over a period of 5 weeks. And nests can only be harvested around three times a year. A bowl of soup can cost anywhere from $30 to $100.
Okay.
See, the bird's nest I like are the little treats with, like, pretzel rods and chocolate coating and M&M's and stuff in there. Coconut.
Some jelly beans in there. Eggs.
That's what I like.
I think
we're
I would
good.
Be, a trip to China, I'd be
Eat
passing
that.
On the bird's nest
I'd
soup.
Be passing on several. I love Chinese food, but there's a couple things over there that I'd like, I don't know if it's on here, but have you heard of, like, the 100-year egg?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that either.
Okay.
And I would eat most things, wouldn't eat that. Cambodia fried tarantulas. They're fried whole legs, fangs, and all.
Slightly
furry.
Odd food delicacies from around the world. The pufferfish in Japan, the deadly pufferfish, you heard that right, or the fugu, is the ultimate delicacy in Japan, even though its skin and insides contain a poisonous toxin that is 1,250 times stronger than cyanide. That's why in Japan, only expert chefs in licensed restaurants are allowed to prepare it.
All right, passing on maybe three of these.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, fertilized eggs are boiled just before they're due to hatch, so your yolk oozes out, followed by a chicken or a duck.
No thanks. These poor people eating breakfast right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, Casamazu, Sardinia. I didn't even know Sardinia was a country. Is that terrible of me?
I have to join you in that.
Okay, good. Thank you, because I thought that was like a cartoon thing. The Sardinian cheese is a cheese with a difference. Oh, I'm not even going to say it. It's bad, and
say
I wouldn't eat it. No, people are eating breakfast.
It's riddled with insect larvae.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah, Sardinia is the second largest island in the Mediterranean Sea after Sicily and one of the 20 regions of Italy, for those wondering.
He knew that off the top of his head, which is amazing.
I did, yep. I did not Google that. In Korea, octopus, and you're saying, well, you know, I've heard of that live octopus.
No.
Oh, I don't want something moving on my plate.
No.
Have you ever seen A Christmas Story where, like, they hack the head off the duck? Like, they actually cut the octopus into pieces, like, in front of you while it's still, you know.
Okay, I want to take the last one because I've heard of this coffee.
And
okay, so Kapai Luwak, Indonesia, it has the rarest, more expensive gourmet coffee in the world. It's actually made with the excrement of Indonesian cat-like creature called the luwak.
You don't have any problem sharing that?
No, get this, because the luwak eats the ripest coffee cherries, but its stomach can't digest the beans, so then they come out whole. And then, you know, they
Who
process
sees
that
and thinks, you know what?
There's a problem.
It says like that the stomach acids and enzymes that perform the fermentation of the beads give the coffee a special aroma. It's $250 a pound. Wow.
Wow.
I would drink a cup of that.
We've been calling it a weird Wednesday, but none of us are quite that weird.
No, I drink a cup of that.
I love the smell of coffee, though. It's really
good. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.